Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Wednesday, May 18th, and we'd like to take this opportunity to invite you to come out and be with us tonight for our regular Wednesday night prayer meeting. And I'm looking forward to being in the house of God here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, located at 1415 Island Ford Road in Madisonville, Kentucky. We'd love to have you come and be a part of our services tonight. Regular service time is at 7 o'clock. And my wife and I have been gone for a couple of days, and our plan is to be back tonight. I'll be preaching tonight in the services, Lord willing. Nothing doesn't happen. And so I'm making this tape early, but I want you to know that we'd love to have you come and be a part of our services tonight here in the house of God. Our regular Wednesday night prayer meeting time includes a time of gathering around the altar for prayer. We take prayer requests, mention things that we want others to help us pray about. We try to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ and share each other's troubles and trials and help each other carry their load. Amen. And then we gather around the altar and have that prayer. We have special singing and congregational singing as well. And then preaching from the Word of God. Just old time service. Old time preaching, old time singing, old King James Bible. Amen. And we just try to stay faithful to the old time way. We'd encourage you to come be with us tonight at 7 o'clock. Here in the house of God at the Island Ford Baptist Church. Now, if you've got a regular church that you attend, we're not trying to pull you away from that. If they don't believe the King James Bible, if they don't believe the doctrines of that King James Bible, then I wouldn't be afraid to tell you, you ought to pull out and come and join up with us. Amen. At least come in and hear what we've got to say and see if that's not what the Lord would lead you to do. But if they're serving the Lord, you're serving God there. Praise God. Get in there and serve God, knowing He could come just any minute and you want to be doing your best when He comes. Amen and amen. Well, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer at this time and want you to help us pray that God would bless the program today and that God would bless our service tonight as well. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love You. Thank You for Your goodness, grace, and mercy in our life. Lord, You have been so good, and we have so much to thank You for, as we've said already this week. Father, I want to thank You for Your goodness, grace, and mercy in our life, for reaching down where we is at, plucking us out of the fire as we was on fire, headed to hell, just as good as there. And yet in Your mercy, You reached down and saved us. Oh, Lord, I want to thank You for that. I want to thank You for the good family You've given me. I want to thank You, Lord, for the good church family that You've given me. You've allowed me to be pastor of two churches, and both of them, I believe, the good churches. I believe they're the church of Jesus Christ in that location. And I want to thank You, Lord, for that privilege. It's not because of me, but it's just Your goodness and Your grace, and I want to thank You for it. Father, I want to thank You for this radio listenership that we have. I feel almost like this is a church. I feel almost like our faithful listeners are our faithful members. Lord, I thank You for them. I thank You for those that lift me up in prayer and lift this broadcast up in prayer, lift this radio station up in prayer. And Father, You know we can't make it without support. We're a listener-supported radio station. But besides that, Lord, we can't make it. We could not make it if it wasn't for prayer warriors. Prayer warriors that get on their knees and get a hold of the prayer bells of heaven and get a hold of the hand of God and help us in these dreadful days we're living in, these dark days we're living in. Oh, Lord, I thank You for these prayer warriors. Father, help us that we might recognize the need of prayer. Brother Hall taught on it Sunday week ago in the house of God, how we need to get to pray, and we need to ask God to teach us to pray, and we need to be dedicated in our prayer life. Help us, Lord, in that area. Father, I pray, bless the broadcast today. Lord, as we try to teach on this 20th characteristic, being spirit-filled, full of temperance, Lord, that we might glorify and please our Lord, that we might be the kind of person that others could follow and obey the Lord in doing so. Father, I pray now that You'd bless the program, bring sinners to Christ, encourage the saints, strengthen the saints, bless those that will be gathering in the house of God tonight. God, use it. Bless us here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, I pray, with Your presence, power, and anointing. And Father, You get the glory and the honor because You deserve every bit of it. And we'll thank You in Jesus' lovely name. Amen and amen. Well, if you'd like to be turning to Titus chapter number 1, verse number 8. Titus chapter 1, verse number 8 is where we're going to be taking our text today. As we've been doing, I'm going to read some other verses as well, and we're going to be preaching our final message on the 20 characteristics of godly leadership. While you find a new place, we'll listen to this good song, maybe a couple of songs, and then we'll be back with a message from the Word of God. All right, I hope you enjoyed those songs there, and I hope they were a blessing to you. Well, I'm talking about this 20th characteristic of the 20 characteristics of godly leadership. This 20th one about being temperate or self-controlled is what a lot of people call it. I'm saying that we need to be spirit-controlled. Now, our Bible says this, Titus 1:8, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate. Now, I've ran over this list, and I don't feel like I need to probably run through it again today, this list of 20 characteristics that I believe that leadership should have, those that are in leadership position or that long for leadership position, especially in the church, but not just in the church, in business, even in the secular world, even in homes. We need to have leadership characteristics and have some leadership quality about us. Amen. But we ought to be able to live in such a way that people could follow us. Amen. I know there are some people that say, I'm not going to follow any man. But the truth is, you're probably following somebody in some degree, some way or another. Matter of fact, I believe God wants us to follow the leaders, spiritual leaders. Paul said that very much. He said to that church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse number 14, and he's been talking about these different ones, how they're split up. Some say, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, all this. But he said this, verse 14, I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have you not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. In other words, he had won them to Christ. But look at verse 16. Wherefore, I beseech you, be ye followers of me. For this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in the church. Now, here's what Paul was saying there. Paul was saying, you ought to follow me. Amen. One of the problems in our world today is that people, a lot of churches will not follow the pastor. They won't follow the leadership that God has placed in their church. You ought to thank God for godly leadership. Listen, children ought to obey their parents. They ought to honor their parents. God gave children parents that they might have somebody teach them and train them how to live. Amen. Students should learn to follow and obey their teachers. Isn't that just makes sense? Amen. Well, likewise, churches, church members, should obey and learn to follow their pastor. Amen. But how are you going to follow? If you're going to be a leader, friend, you better be spirit-controlled. You better be spirit-filled. Amen. And if you're going to be a follower, I'll just be honest with you, you better seek the Spirit too. Amen. That you can discern the spirits and know which is right. Amen. Which is right. Well, looking at this thing, as I said, this is the last one, but it's not the lowest one on the totem pole. No, it's not the lowest one on the character scale, but I believe it's probably the most important, the most necessary characteristic of all. Amen. Godly leaders should be someone who's not selfish, who's not self-serving. Amen. And at the same time, they should be someone who's not easily led around by others, but they've got their head on straight. They know the Bible. They're going to stand on the Bible. Amen. They're not going to be led about by every wind of doctrine. Amen. But they're going to stand for that which is right. Well, I talked about the definition of being temperate. And the particular word, there's three words translated temperate in our Bible, but they all have the same similar meaning. But the particular word we're looking at in Titus 1:8 is Strong's number 1468, and it means strong in a thing or masterful. Amen. It says it means self-controlled in appetite, etc. And so it's someone who is not given over to the desires of the flesh or whims and just wishes and desires that he has, but he's willing to be careful in how he lives. We talked about how that the athlete prepares, and I'm going to use that idea and analogy all the way through because it's here in the Bible. 1 Corinthians 9:25, Paul said, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Amen. Be careful what you eat. Be careful where you go. Be careful what you do. Be careful what you don't do. Amen. That you can be spirit-filled. Well, I talked about the devotion to temperance. And I do believe that if you know what temperance is, then if you're going to do it, you're going to have to be devoted to it. In other words, just like that athlete, there's going to be some preparation. There's going to be some things you're going to have to say no to. There's going to be some things you're going to have to apply in your life. Listen, those athletes, if let's say a runner does not overeat. But at the same time, he's careful, he or she is careful to get the protein and the vitamins and the minerals that they need. Amen. They're careful to get those things that their body is going to need. Amen. Well, as a Christian, we want to be careful to feed ourselves good on the Word of God. Don't eat a bunch of junk. Don't fill up on the world. Amen. But get a good diet of the Word of God. Spend some time in exercise. Exercise your spirit in prayer. Amen. Exercise your faith. Stretch your faith. Believe God. Trust God. Amen. Live for God. Cling to God. Amen and amen. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, you know the verse well. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. That's not a suggestion, friend. That's a command. God wants His children to be filled with the Spirit of God. Galatians 5, 22 through 25 gives us the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with all the affections, or with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Amen. Amen. This fruit of the Spirit, I like what I heard Brother Rick Rose say one time. I think I've used it on the broadcast before, that phrase that said, against such there is no law. He said you can have as much love as you want to have, and God won't fuss at you for it. You can have as much joy of the Holy Ghost you ought to have, and God won't fuss at you for it. You can have as much peace. You can have as much long-suffering. You can have as much gentleness, goodness, faith. God won't fuss at you. You can have as much meekness, and you can have as much temperance. Be spirit-controlled. God won't fuss at you. Matter of fact, He'll bless you for being spirit controlled. Let me talk the second thing, or the last thing, the third one here, the discipline. It goes along with what we were talking about there about the devotion, but there's discipline in order to be temperate. Just going back to the analogy of the athlete. That athlete does not just train days for a race or for his game. No, his entire life is in training. His entire life is controlled and dominated by that sport. The person that would be a godly leader would do well to allow every aspect of their life to be controlled and dominated by the Holy Ghost. The Apostle Paul gives us a great illustration of that. I believe it's him in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Here's what the Bible said. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Friend, I'm telling you, our goal of being filled with the Spirit, our goal of being controlled by the Spirit of God should cause us to reject any sin that would hinder us from being filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. It ought to cause us to reject any weight. It might not necessarily be a sin. But if it brings conflict between us and the Holy Spirit, we ought to lay it aside. Amen. If it brings restraint, it hinders us from serving the Lord, we ought to lay it aside. Amen. I say we should lay them aside. That's what he said. Let us lay aside every weight. Cast them away from us. Put them aside as soon as we recognize that they are restricting our surrender to the sweet Holy Spirit's control. Amen. This text tells us that we ought to run with patience the race that is set before us. This entails running with endurance. It talks about a continuing pace. We continually pace ourselves and our walk. Amen. If you're running a marathon, you don't run all out the first 100 yards. Oh, no. If you're running a 100-yard dash, you can run all out the whole 100 yards, maybe. Amen. Depending on what kind of a runner you are. But if you're running in a marathon, you've got to pace yourself to make sure that you can just keep putting one foot in front of the other, keep putting one foot in front of the other. And that's what I'm talking about here, about this thing, about being filled with the Spirit. We ought to constantly be on our guard. We ought to constantly be careful about the entrapments of this world. We ought to be constantly careful about the entanglements. That's the word I'm looking for. The entanglements that might hinder our walk with the Lord. Friend, I want to run with everything I've got. I want to run with all for the glory of Jesus. He deserves us doing our best for Him. And the only way we can is if we're surrendered to the Holy Spirit. Amen. We ought to constantly be looking for ways in which we might increase our usefulness for God. I want to be a godly leader, don't you? There's somebody following you. When I was a child, I remember my mother's family, they all sung. My mother's youngest of 14 children. Her dad was an old Stamps Baxter man. He taught singing schools and went through, you know, that those shape notes and did the fa, sol, la, all that kind of stuff. And Grandpa was a stickler about his music. But they used to sing an old song that said, "That little boy that follows me." Now I'm thinking about my uncle now. It's passed on, that used to sing that. How it blessed my heart. "That little boy that follows me. Oh, help me, Lord, to careful be. That little boy is following me." And Lord, when I think about the fact that somebody's following me and you, it might be a little boy. It might be more than one. As a pastor, I have a number of boys following me. I see these little girls, and I see these young men and young ladies, and even elderly people. Listen, I've got the responsibility of leading them. And in one way or another, you've got the responsibility of leading somebody. Let's be careful that we're filled with the Spirit of God, and that we allow Him to lead us, that we can lead others to the glory of God. Thank you for listening.